This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And the debate over Judge Barrett and her confirmation continues. There are some incredibly stupid things that have been said as part of this conversation. We will get to them, highlight them, and show you why precisely they are wrong. We will also talk a little bit about new polling. And there's one particularly interesting new poll that I want to begin with. It is a Gallup poll about presidential character, because the truth of the matter is that the presidency is a responsive position. You don't always get to come in with a set of plans that you're able to realize or not. You're responding to different challenges that fall your way. You may remember that George Bush never won election based on a policy of nation building. He called for a more humble foreign policy, in fact. He never expected to be a war president battling terrorism, but he was. Franklin D. Roosevelt got elected promising to balance the budget, and he increased spending more than any of his predecessors. Okay, so what does this character poll show? It asks about 8 different characteristics and tries to determine how people respond, because there are many people who will not take the time to analyze specific policy proposals or take a look at the platform. The Republican platform this time, by the way, is very short. It's very brief. It basically says, we support President Trump's America First agenda, period. That's it. No detailed platform. The Democratic platform is very detailed, very long, and very much to the left. And the character questions, however, ask people who they think is better when it comes to, caring about the needs of people like you. And these are the questions that utterly tilt elections one way or another. I remember the election of 2012 when I earnestly hoped and believed that Mitt Romney was going to win and was going to turn Barack Obama out of office, and I think Mitt Romney would have been an outstanding president. He's certainly an individual of outstanding character. And on one of these polls in the exit polling that showed Obama's victory, it showed that Mitt Romney was ahead on virtually every measure of character. Except for one. Obama was far more likely to be chosen under cares about the needs of people like you. I mean, people had heard the details about Mitt Romney's homes and his extreme wealth, and he had an elevator for his cars in his garage because he had several cars. He's a wealthy man. 5 sons. Okay, so Barack Obama won the election based upon people who believe that he cared about the needs of people like me, because he did not grow up as the son of the governor of Michigan, as Mitt Romney did. And he did not have the kind of financial success, at least not then. He certainly made a great deal of money on his books and his various other projects since the presidency. That's the Obama Romney race. So what about the Trump and Biden race? And the Gallup poll lists 8 different tests of character. And on one of them, Trump is clearly ahead. He has an advantage. On 2 of them, he's virtually tied, just a point or two behind Biden. But on a bunch of other tests of character, Trump gets wiped out. And honestly, in the 3 weeks before Election Day, and that's where we are as of tomorrow, just 3 weeks away, it's really very important that President Trump and people who are making the case for President Trump should focus on some of these character advantages that Joe Biden has. Now, let me tell you first the one characteristic that where there is an advantage for President Trump. When it says, is he a strong and decisive leader? For President Trump, 56% of people say, yep, that's Trump. And only 46% of people say, yep, that's Romney. That's Biden. The idea that he has an advantage on being a strong and decisive leader, the two ties, it says, can bring about changes the country needs. Biden's just 1 point ahead on that. Keeps his promises. Biden's just 1 point ahead on that. But these other five characteristics, Biden is way ahead. The one he's most ahead on is likable. 66% of people, and in fact a substantial proportion of Republicans, acknowledge that Biden is likable. 40% of Republicans say Biden is likable. How many people think among Democrats Trump is likable? 12%. And that's a very big advantage for Joe Biden. Honest and trustworthy, people don't trust Trump. They trust Biden more. Cares about the needs of people like you. This is what worked so powerfully for Obama. A big advantage, 10 points for Biden. Displays good judgment in a crisis, advantage Biden, and can manage the government effectively. People think Joe Biden is better suited for that. This is what is behind Biden's advantage in the polls. And look, this is why I think the president made a very, very major mistake to cancel that debate this week, because he didn't want to do a virtual debate. President Trump needs to be out in front of the public if he wants to compete with Joe Biden and project some of the likability that people haven't seen so much of recently. By the way, he did better with that on Saturday. He gave a brief speech for him. It was only 18 minutes, not his normal 90-minute rally speech. He spoke from the balcony at the White House. He spoke to a group of people associated with the Blexit movement. That means the black exodus from the Democratic Party. This group, led by Candace Owens, a brilliant young best-selling author now with her book Blackout. Okay, if you were to suggest a characteristic that might be useful in a president that they didn't ask about here, but a characteristic, a word, a quality that doesn't have to do with issues. Not that he's pro-life, not that he's pro-military. Something in character or personality where you see an unexploited natural advantage for President Trump, you can call me and tell me what you think. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I'll tell you who does, it seems to me, project likability often, but then often says incredibly stupid things. Incredibly stupid things. A Democrat named Cory Booker. He spoke about Judge Barrett's nomination and the confirmation fight, and then the Democrats are trying to go on a media blitz to take away this court-packing blunder of Biden's. How's that going to work? We'll get to that and much more coming up on the MedVed Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Beautiful.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about a Gallup poll. And by the way, the poll was taken before President Trump's coronavirus diagnosis and before the first debate. Probably the first debate, especially since it's not followed up by any other debate this week. They originally had scheduled a debate Thursday night. Trump refused to participate because they had changed it to a virtual debate. They didn't want to take any risks of COVID-19 infections. The first debate may not have helped him in some of these perceptions about, well, likability. The COVID-19 diagnosis and the optimistic way he handled it afterward, mostly, and that may have helped him. So who knows? But what the Gallup poll concludes here is if Trump wins a second term, he will do so in spite of some character concerns held by the American public. No more than 4 in 10 consider the president likable or honest. Trump did win the 2016 election when concerns about his honesty were just as prevalent, likely because Americans did not regard his opponent, Hillary Clinton, as being honest or likable either. But that situation does not apply this year, with Americans giving Biden a significant edge. What are the character terms or qualities that would give Trump an advantage? Let's go to Jim in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Yes, I would say indefatigable fighter, or a fighter with great stamina. At least that's my thought on it.
No, I think you're right. And I think that's one of the things that Trump tries to emphasize when he calls his opponent Sleepy Joe. I think the problem is that Joe Biden over the years has not always looked particularly sleepy. Sometimes goofy, but not so much sleepy. But I think indefatigable and inexhaustible and energetic and dynamic, all those are words that fit Trump and could work to his benefit. I appreciate your call. Mike in Hoquiam, Washington, you're on the Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to say I see him as a patriot. He believes in the history of our country and what it stands behind, its principles. That's what I feel about it.
Do you think the same is true of Joe Biden?
I'm not sure. He's had 47 years to show it. I don't see it. No, I think he's in what he wants to do, and that's it.
See, the problem I have with that, and let me be very candid with you, is I don't think America has been a disaster in the last 47 years. I think we've accomplished a number of remarkable things, and Joe Biden's had some role in it. He's been a prominent U.S. senator. You can't look back at the American victory in the Cold War, for instance, which was a bipartisan victory from both Republican and Democratic presidents and senators. And there were people who supported the American cause very consistently. And you can't look at some of the increases in improvements in race relations and racial justice that have been very real in the past 47 years. And I think the idea that, which I know is part of the emphasis of the Trump campaign, is that, oh, Joe Biden's been there for 47 years and he's done nothing. To say that when somebody has been a chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and a chairman of the Judiciary Committee is to say that America's done nothing in 47 years. And I simply don't think that's true. There are things about this country.
I didn't say that right, Michael. What I meant is I think that's his agenda, is to not really do much. I don't know what his agenda is, to be honest with you. At least with Trump, I know his agenda.
Well, it's okay. I appreciate your call, Mike. I do. The one thing is that when you talk about an agenda right now, there's, I think it's 109 pages, the Democratic platform, and then there's that supplementary agreement between Biden and Bernie, and the agenda's pretty clear. And it may not be an agenda that you or I support, but there is something there. I appreciate your call. I mentioned before that there was one Democrat who I thought made a particularly goofy, ridiculous statement. And he's not a dumb guy. He's a very, very bright guy. Cory Booker, the senator from New Jersey, former presidential candidate, he spoke this morning about why he believes the hearings for Amy Coney Barrett are being rushed. This is clip 12, Jeremy.
We're here because in the middle of a deadly pandemic, in the middle of an ongoing election, Senate Republicans have found a nominee in Judge Barrett who they know will do what they couldn't do, subvert the will of the American people and overturn the ACA and overturn Roe v. Wade. That's what this is about. That's why we're here. It's very simple. Senate Republicans know the American people don't want this, but they don't care because they have only one small window of opportunity to work the system, betray what the American people want. And so they're desperately rushing to complete this process before America starts voting. But they don't have to do this.
Okay. The idea that they want to overturn the will of the people, Roe was not the will of the people. I'm sorry, Roe, when it was imposed on the country and in 1973, was the will of the court. And when you look at the polling on Roe, it's always been controversial. And the plurality of Americans, yes, there have been a small number of Americans who believe that abortion should always be illegal, and there are a small number of Americans who think abortion should always be legal. But the plurality of Americans, far bigger group of Americans than either of those two groups, are people who think, yes, it should be legal in some circumstances and illegal in others. And so it really depends on how you interpret Roe. And the idea that they want to overturn the will of the people by getting rid of the ACA, the big focus on that was, of course, trying to get rid of it in Congress. And they fell one vote short. And they have succeeded in getting rid of the most obnoxious aspect of the ACA, which was the individual mandate, which is part of Trump's tax reform, was included in that legislation. When we come back, the whole question of court packing, what's wrong with it? And how is Biden continuing to dodge the issue? We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
The country and culture.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett continue, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says her faith shouldn't be on the table. He told reporters in Ohio faith should not be questioned, a lesson he learned in a previous election.
No, her faith should not be considered. None. I don't think there's any question about her faith. You may remember I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on. No one's faith should be questioned.
Tech stocks led a surge as the market posted a 6-week high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 250 points to close up nearly 1%. The S&P 500 gained 1.6% on the day, and the NASDAQ Composite surged up 296 points, gaining 2.5% in the day's trading. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hearing is a sham. I think it shows real messed up priorities from the Republican Party.
That was Senator Amy Klobuchar, one of many Democratic senators who were attacking not so much Judge Barrett, because they understand that she is intensely likable, profoundly admirable. She is America's new sweetheart, and I think she's earned that. When you look at her life, her family, her career, her community service, her intellectual standing, her outstanding legal contributions as a scholar and a very popular, well thought of law professor at Notre Dame for 18 years. Okay. Now they're not going to attack Amy Barrett, but what they are going to attack is court packing. Now you say, wait. My mall spun around here. Wait a minute. Isn't it the Democrats who are advocating court packing? Well, what they're trying to do is to change the definition. The real definition of court packing, and the term was used first in 1937 when President Roosevelt tried it. President Roosevelt was very frustrated because the Supreme Court was dominated by conservative Republicans who had been appointed before he became president, been appointed by Coolidge and by Harding and by Taft, for that matter. In fact, Taft was on the Supreme Court himself later, but in any event, and even some of the appointees from Wilson had been frustrating for FDR. They didn't go along with some of his more radical New Deal notions and declared them unconstitutional. So Roosevelt gave a famous, infamous speech saying that the will of the people should not be thwarted by nine old men. And yes, they were all men at that time. And he suggested that Congress vote to create six new justices so they'd have 15. And he could appoint six new people and change the balance of the court dramatically. And he, despite the fact that he had just won this tremendous electoral victory, he'd carried 46 of the 48 states in 1936, Roosevelt had his hat handed to him. He lost on court packing. And it was the biggest legislative defeat of his four terms as president of the United States. I know he didn't finish his fourth term, but of his three terms plus three more months. In any event, the idea of court packing is now something that Chuck Schumer has talked about. He said it's on the table. The idea that the Democrats would create either two or three or maybe even five new justice seats, and that presumably it would be President Biden who would have the chance to fill those seats with people more to his liking than Amy Coney Barrett. And it is completely unconscionable. It makes no sense at all that Joe Biden goes around telling everybody, well, I'm not going to give you an answer on whether I'm for court packing until after the election. He says, because if I gave you an answer, that would be the headline that would dominate the campaign. I understand their entire strategy is to focus on one thing and one thing only in this campaign, which is coronavirus, because they know the president's vulnerable on that. And you remember that Bill Clinton, when he was running for president against George Herbert Walker Bush in 1992, James Carville put up a sign at Bill Clinton's headquarters, was "the economy, stupid," meaning if you're talking about anything other than the economy, if you're on the Clinton campaign in 92, you're wasting your time. Right now, they probably have somewhere in the depths of the Biden headquarters a big sign that says "the virus, stupid." They don't want to talk about anything else. And they certainly don't want to talk about court packing, because I don't think it would be popular with the American people. They thought, look, we have nine justices. We've had nine justices for over 100 years. And that's been the way the system has worked. And as Ben Sasse said today, the senator from Nebraska, if you're going to pursue court packing now, it's not a way of reforming the court. It's a way of blowing it up and changing everything about how the process works and making it more political, not less. And Joe Biden was asked again today, this is cut 23, Jeremy, about his refusal. And he, by the way, that is not going to hold. He is not going to make it to November 3rd without giving some kind of answer on court packing. He's going to have to do it. And here is Biden trying to dodge the question earlier today. Cut 23.
The only court packing going on right now. It's going on with Republicans packing the court now. It's not constitutional what they're doing. We should be focused on what's happening right now.
Okay, we should be focused on what's happening right now? How is it not constitutional? He went to law school once upon a time. Joe, how is this unconstitutional? It says in the Constitution, the president at any time in his four-year term gets to appoint a justice to the Supreme Court when there's a vacancy. And it says then it's the job of the Senate to advise and consent. They vote when they want. What is unconstitutional here? That is a ridiculous statement. Jake Tapper, in fact, at CNN, challenged Biden's communication director on whether or not this really is unconstitutional. And Jake Tapper can be a pretty smart and tenacious guy. Listen.
He said it's not constitutional what they're doing. How is it not constitutional what they're doing?
His point is that the people have an opportunity to weigh in on this constitutional process through their vote. And we are now in the midst of the election. Millions of people have already cast their votes. And you see that the vast majority of people say that they want the person who wins the election on November 3rd to nominate the justice.
That's a poll. That's not the Constitution.
So there's the constitutional process of advising consent. The American people get to have their say by voting for president, by voting for senators. We are now 23 days from the election.
Right, but it's not unconstitutional.
Millions of votes. Voters are being denied their constitutional right to have a say in this process.
They elected the Senate.
Republicans are trying to ram through a nominee who, by the way, is going to change the makeup of the court. And we see time and time again, poll after poll shows that most Americans vehemently disagree with this.
Again,
they believe
Kate, that's
that
a
the
poll.
Vote should happen on November 3rd.
That's not what the word constitutional
that is
means.
Constitutional
doesn't mean I like it or I don't like it. It means it's according to the U.S. Constitution. There's nothing unconstitutional about what the U.S. Senate is doing.
Okay, thank you, Jake Tapper. He is, of course, exactly right. And trying to resort to polls. And by the way, it doesn't change the constitution of the court. The court has had a majority appointed by Republican presidents for 45 years. And the court's been fine. I mean, there are some decisions I disagree with strongly. I strongly disagree with the Obergefell decision. But the idea that the court has been some crazy Republican dominated ultra conservative dangerous institution running off the rails, how ridiculous, how foolish. Democratic senators also appeared on various talk shows on multiple networks to try to make this case. We'll hear some of that coming up. But the important thing here is, look, Joe Biden, and he does have smart people around him. He does. And they ought to explain that, look, Senator Biden, you can make the case, or Vice President Biden, presidential nominee Biden, you can make the case, no, I support the court. I have great respect for the Supreme Court. I think the Supreme Court is functioning fine. But if it runs off the rails in a wildly, irresponsibly power-grabbing conservative direction, well, then court packing's on the table. Could he say something like that? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVet Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVet History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVet Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVet's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the midst of the pandemic that we're all suffering, there is a very exciting new company. It's a startup that provides medical services, inventions, developments that show great promise. It's worth finding out more about. You can do that very easily, signing up at michaelmedved.com. For information from our crowd, which specializes in startup companies, some of which have already changed the world, others of which give you the opportunity to get involved on the ground floor. Check it out, and the company that right now they're talking about has nothing to do with the Medved family. My brother is the founder of our crowd, but it's called MedAware, but no Medved involvement. That's just MedAware. Find out about it for free. There is no obligation at all. Get the information. It's fascinating anyway and very hopeful, actually. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner for our crowd. There's also a situation where the Democrats are trying to turn around this idea of court packing and use the term, which is unpleasant, to refer to Republicans, which isn't true. And this is, by the way, one of the points that can be made back to Democrats. The reason that Republicans continue to have an edge on the Supreme Court is because Republican justices like Anthony Kennedy, when Justice Kennedy decided to retire, he wanted to time it, so he retired at a time when we had a Republican president. And he had the great satisfaction of seeing one of his former law clerks, Brett Kavanaugh. In fact, he had officiated at Brett Kavanaugh's wedding. And he had the great pleasure of seeing Brett Kavanaugh take his seat, because he retired when he... Now, if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had decided to retire during the Obama administration, then none of this would have come up. But she didn't. And right now, again, Stephen Breyer, who is 82, who is another Clinton appointee to the court, I would be very surprised if he doesn't retire soon, after a prospective President Biden is elected, if he is elected. But other than that, would he attempt to hang on till the end of the Trump administration? Probably. Democratic senators appeared on various talk shows, and again, distorting this idea of court packing. This is Dick Durbin, in Illinois, of Illinois, talking with Chuck Todd of NBC.
American people have watched the Republicans pack in the court over the last 3.5 years, and they brag about it. They've taken every vacancy and filled it.
Well, of course they've taken every vacancy and filled it. You're not supposed to keep vacancies open. That's unusual. And yes, Mitch McConnell decided to do that for the purpose of hoping that the Republicans would take that seat. He won his gamble. Mazie Hirono was on CNN, and listen to what she said.
About the court packing with the ideologically driven nominees now sitting on the court, some 200 of them, that Trump has been putting on the court, aided and abetted, of course, by Mitch McConnell, whose goal in life is to make sure that there's absolutely no vacancy that he won't fill.
I mean, obviously, just filling a vacancy right now is not what is normally referred to as court packing. It's adding seats.
Okay, thank you, Allison Camerata. Isn't it kind of refreshing to hear people like Allison Camerata and Jake Tapper actually standing up to this stupid lie that the Republicans are engaged in court packing? And then there's Chris Coons. He went on Fox News. He's the senator from Delaware, another Democrat. He's actually Joe Biden's successor in Delaware. He went on Fox News with Chris Wallace. Listen.
As a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I'll tell you, for the last 4 years, I've seen unprecedented court packing, where nominees to fill lifetime seats in the federal judiciary, who the American Bar Association said were not qualified, got jammed through. Instead of passing a COVID relief package, will help millions of Americans who are unemployed, who've been infected, whose businesses or employers have closed. We're focusing on jamming through Judge Barrett. I think this constitutes court packing.
But Senator,
I think that's the implication of what
Senator
Joe Biden was saying.
Okay, and again, Chris Wallace corrects him, too. It's a folly. Ben Sasse, as usual, brings it all back home. He was also on with Chris Wallace on Fox News and makes the distinction between what the Democrats are talking about, which is quite normal, filling vacancies as they occur, the difference between that and court packing, which means creating new judgeships, creating new powerful positions to fill. Listen.
It's grotesque that Vice President Biden won't answer that really basic question. And it isn't just one branch of government. What they're really talking about or refusing to talk about is a suicide bombing of two branches of government. What they're talking about is blowing up the deliberative structure of the United States Senate by abolishing the filibuster and making it possible to turn the Senate into just another House of Representatives, where every 2 years, by a 51-49 or 49-51 majority, major portions of American life change. And they're not doing that to pack the Supreme Court. The politicization of the court, and some of Chris, and I like Chris Coons, by the way, but some of his weirdly Orwellian language in that last segment, claiming that court packing is filling open vacancies, that obviously isn't what court packing means. We have seen a politicization of the court since Robert Bork in 1987, where the left wants to turn it into a super legislature to advance things that they can't get done through the electorate. That is not what textualists want. I don't say that isn't what conservatives want. That is not what people who know what a judge's job is should want.
Okay, he is entirely correct. And good for Senator Sasse. His remarks earlier today, his opening statement in the Barrett hearings, is exemplary. And people should take a look at it at our website at michaelmedved.com. Now, there's a new movie. It's playing in theaters. It has lots and lots of stars in it, led by Robert De Niro. Is that worth packing the theaters? I mean, even sitting next to other people who may not be wearing masks? I don't know what the situation is. Just check it out, this quick review of The War with Grandpa.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Robert De Niro plays an aging widower who moves in with the family of his daughter, Uma Thurman, but in the process pushes his grandson out of his bedroom. And that leads to a bitter, all-out struggle in the new family comedy, The War with Grandpa, now playing in select theaters.
You want me to help you and your buddies, to help beat up your grandson and his buddies?
Well, when you put it like that...
I'm in.
And I'm not sure why actresses like Jane Seymour there, or veteran stars including Christopher Walken and Cheech Marin, agreed to participate in this deeply dubious project. The slapstick is appalling, almost unwatchable, in this intrafamilial confrontation. The sad part is you actually care about some of these mostly likable and loving characters, but they're put through so much suffering and humiliation that the movie becomes a distasteful ordeal. It's rated PG, 1.5 stars for the sad waste of talent, The War with Grandpa. And next time on the Medved Show, there is another war going on in Hollyweird, and it's a war over casting. A Wonder Woman was chosen to play Cleopatra in a new movie about the famous Queen of Egypt. But there are lots of protests about casting Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, to play the Queen of Egypt. Why? Bet you can figure it out. If not, we will talk about it tomorrow. We will also talk about the ongoing hearings and the subjects that are raised in them. And talk a little bit about what the polls indicate. I'm sure we'll also have some highlights of President Trump's return to the campaign trail after his illness. Will he speak as usual for 90 minutes, maybe more, tonight at his big rally in Florida? We will cover all of that, plus the latest back and forth about the impending confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett. This is a winning issue and a winning nominee for President Trump and for Republicans and ultimately, I believe, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.